get ready to rock with the Big Rel Music Festival Friday night, May 3rd at Four Winds Field, downtown South Bend, featuring Seether. Saliva, Fuel, Saint Azonia, and Keith Wallen of Breaking Benjamin. Tickets start at $34 and are on sale now. Text GROWL to 46862 or go to thebiggrowl.com.
It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And action, away we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Clark Show. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Every Tuesday, obviously, you get a brand new episode. If you're not caught up, well, you can get caught up anytime. Just head over to jlnkshow.com. What are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about great news, ladies. We're going to teach your men, the dudes, how to get you to the finish line.
Ah.
Guaranteed, they say. Also got a really gross story about a guy that sleeps with his mother-in-law. But first, let's, last week on the podcast, if you caught it, you know exactly what we're talking about. And if not, get caught up. We learned about kinks and fetishes. And there was a huge long list of kinks and fetishes. And there was some wild shit on there. Now, today we'll take a look at some of the things and why they're not so great. They say, you know, when you're watching a television show or a movie or, you know, pornography on the internet, there are some sex acts that look amazing. And then when you try to pull them off in real life, it kind of lacks what you saw up there on the big screen. Whether it's uncomfortable or physically you just can't do it. You know, I want you to lift me and fuck me against the wall. They're like, I'm not strong enough to lift you up.
I am a weak man.
So here are some of the more unfortunate ways. It looks good. Looks good up there. Not so good down here. They don't live up to the hype. Car sex. Movies or televisions, they're always doing it. Cars, right? It's hot. It's steamy. You usually see a hand slam against a foggy window.
Well, yeah, and also back in the day, cars were much bigger back there. Back in the 70s, those big-ass sedans.
But what they don't tell you about is the leg cramps. Oh, the leg cramps. They say there's a whole production team used to make it look hot and steamy when they're having car sex, but they're also using a set where there's no front seat. There's no hump in between the seats. There's way more leg room than you're going to find in most cars.
Baby, the drivetrain, it's giving me a cramp.
Seat belt buckle isn't up your fanny. There's no garbage on the floor that you forgot to pick up. Things that look great on television, but they don't work out so well in real life. They just don't live up to the hype. 69ing.
Hey, when you're a young man and you first hear about that, what a thrill. You couldn't imagine anything more thrilling.
You're getting taken around the world. You're giving and receiving at the same time.
It's a sexual yin and yang. It's perfect.
Now, the downside is you're giving and receiving at the same time. What are you supposed to concentrate on?
I don't know.
You're like that man with the marching band with the drum on his back and the accordion in his hands and the harmonica in his mouth. Fuck am I supposed to be? Which one am I supposed to be belting the tune out on here? They say you might not end up getting the pleasure that you were hoping for from 69ing. Things that don't live up to the hype, beach sex. We all know that, obviously.
Yeah, sand.
Do you want sandpaper on your genitals? If that's your thing, then beach sex is for you.
The horrified onlookers.
Chocolate and whipped cream. Who doesn't love a good dessert, right?
That to me was always something you did when you were elsewhere, not at home, because that's, you know, some other housekeeping department's issue, not yours.
I like the George Costanza approach where he's bringing a hoagie to bed instead of chocolate and whipped cream. They say if you don't have a dong, then maybe you don't know, but this is a recipe for a yeast infection. And then there's the mess you got to clean up afterwards. And I don't know, maybe ants taking over the bed later. I don't know. We've laughed about this a million times. Doesn't live up to the hype. Shower sex.
Somebody's
one person always is
cold.
Always freezing in the back, right? It's the dude. In case you're wondering who stands at the back if you never had the opportunity to do it. And if you're wondering, well, who's got to stand at the back and freeze? It's always the dude.
I got soap in my eyes.
If you're fortunate enough to have a two-person shower with multiple shower heads, sure, I guess shower sex is great, but most of us are just dealing with, well, just trying to get a little hot water time every once in a while. You good? What? Just let me hop in there for a real second. Let me hop in real quick so I can warm up. Things that don't live up to the hype. Homemade porn.
Hey, the last thing I want to see is me. Oh, there he is.
Oh, my God.
Look how hard he's breathing.
She farted.
That's disgusting.
I don't remember the fart when I was in the middle of all that, but now that I'm watching the video, now I'm picking up on all the little things. Hey, you don't 100% have to trust someone. You do have to 100% trust somebody if you're doing this. If you don't, then don't.
Matt, you know how many times in porno you've seen a cat or a dog wander in? Nobody wants to see that.
They say, if they say they'll delete it, watch them delete it. Even if both of these things don't talk you out of it, there's still the fact that you're not a professional director and you're not a professional actor. You're going to have tons of issues with the lighting and the angles and the body insecurity. It will make for one humbling experience. Doesn't live up to the hype. Hot tub sex. Heated, wet areas are breeding grounds for bacteria.
Oh, good. You're going to get sick.
And hot tub sex is a fast way to get a urinary tract infection. It's great for foreplay. The experts say leave the nitty-gritty for somewhere else.
But then you have to get out. It's all cold.
All right, ladies, here's our public service for the podcast. Guaranteed, they say. They use the word guarantee. 15 guaranteed ways to get your partner to cross that finish line.
You know, if they're guaranteed, wouldn't you only need the one?
Here they go. Here's the 15. Don't race towards your partner's orgasm.
Not I'm racing toward my own.
They say try to remember that the goal of sex is pleasure and the orgasm is one kind of pleasure. And that is significantly shorter than the rest of it. Oh, you wanna make this a challenge?
Fancy a foot race.
It says take your time. Don't focus on the end game. In order to get your lady to the finish line, you have to incorporate external stimulation. A study of more than 1,000 women revealed that only 18%, that's less than 1 in 5, could orgasm through intercourse alone. For the rest of them, you gotta have some other stuff going on there.
Back to your one-man band thing, then suddenly you're doing a bunch of other things.
Right. You're conducting a whole orchestra there. They say in order to get her to finish, you need to find specific positions. Some sex positions come out on top. I think you see what we did there, right? You want to allow for a sex position that also includes
her on top.
External stimulation. Way to get her. All right. Way to get her to the finish line. Pay more attention to their butt.
Ah.
It says right here.
But whenever I do that, I get yelled at.
It says right here. Unless anal is on the menu, butts are typically sidelined during sex. And that's a shame. You're right, sir. That is a shame.
It's a goddamn shame.
They say the fanny is packed with nerve endings. To give your partner a...
So what do? Drop that hot fact? You're like, you know, it's packed with nerve endings back there.
To give your partner a surprising jolt of pleasure.
I can already tell you, this is a no-go.
Oh, it says, squeeze their cheeks.
Oh.
That said, you should ask your partner if they're into booty squeezing before you do it.
Are you into having your tush squeezed?
Am I what? What am I?
M'lady.
Learn what your partner likes and follow their lead. As we mentioned before, external stimulation is the most surefire way to bring them to the finish line, and oral sex is a good way to go about it. Right, so if they do it to you, guess what you're going to do? It to them. Oh, no.
I was unaware this was a quid pro quo situation.
What is this back and forth nonsense? Don't stop kissing them. Once things get more heated, you're tempted to focus less on the kissing and more, you know, on the good stuff. But deep kissing is often a must for reaching orgasm, according to a 2017 survey of more than 50,000 women. Women say that they're much more likely to reach the finish line if their sexual encounter included a combination of deep kissing, oral sex, and genital stimulation. Boy, that takes the sexy out of it, huh? You want to get her to the finish line? Indulge her fantasies.
Hey, look at me. Now imagine I'm somebody else, more attractive.
Finding a fantasy that really turns your partner on can add another layer of pleasure. One study says that lower sexual desire tends to require mental arousal in order to recognize the physical. Oh, so you have to turn them on with some sort of role play or tell your partner an erotic story to kick up the pleasure. Get them to the finish line. Talk dirty. I didn't know this.
Again, one of those things that you could easily cross the line and not knowing what you've done.
Dirty talk doesn't have to include four-letter words. Fuck, shit, piss.
Cock, cut.
Did that do anything for you? Describe what you're doing to your partner or say what you want them to do to you. If you're hesitant, simply compliment them about how attractive you find them.
But for some reason, man, and it's even embarrassing to say when you're not in the moment, but sprinkling in curse words, for some reason, at least for me, amplifies like how hot everything is.
Right.
If she were to say these things minus like, you know, fuck and all this other, then it'd be like, okay, but when you start throwing the word fuck in there,
it's the F word. It's not the shit or the piss. I could pass on that.
I don't think people say piss.
Oh shit.
Oh, see? Piss, this feels good. Yeah, once the F word is uttered, I think you're right. Yeah.
Get your partner to the finish line. Lube up. No matter how hot and heavy you're getting, without adequate lubrication, it's easy for sex to become uncomfortable. You want to make everything as comfortable as possible. A study found that using lube enhances sexual pleasure for women. They do want to remind you, though, if you're using condoms, you should stick with water-based or silicone-based lube, since oil-based will actually damage latex. Get your lady to the finish line. Focus on her neck. Necks are highly responsive touch pads. The skin is thin there. The blood vessels close to the surface. So it's not surprising that they found the neck is one of the best places for stimulation using light touch. So that means what? No hickeys.
Oh.
Get her to the finish line.
I remember when you were a young man, a hickey was a fucking badge of honor. And then somewhere in your late teens, it turns into like the dirtbag scar. You're like, oh, God.
Oh, you're dating somebody that's already out of high school, huh?
Every once in a while, you'll run across, like, it's always the same guy, too. Skinny, white, dirt mustache guy. Yeah. And it's like mid-late 20s. He's got a hickey. You're like, the fuck is wrong with you?
No regret.
Yeah, are you dating a child?
Break out the sex toys if you want to get her across the finish line. You can't build a house without a hammer, right? No? Then maybe you need some toys. Wow, they've got all kind. They've got like a juggling routine here. One of their suggestions: let your partner hold a vibrator against you while. Let your partner hold a vibrator against their clitoris while you penetrate them with a dildo. What am I juggling? What am I doing here?
Hey, this sounds to me like I'm already deep, like 60-80 bucks in this orgasm.
Do you know how expensive these things are?
Yeah, maybe you go out and buy these things, and maybe I'll help use them.
Well, this is insulting. You have to, you know, have some confidence for this. In order to get her across the finish line, let her take matters into her hands.
Then she wrapped both hands around my windpipe and squoze.
Let them take the wheel. Encourage your partner to touch themselves. Or incorporate mutual masturbation.
I don't want her to see me doing that.
I don't want you to see me at my desktop. With my pants around my ankles.
Oh, shit.
My sad little Kleenex box. Is this what you wanted to see?
Hey, I got news for you, ladies. That's not going to be a turnout. You might think it is, but I think if you ever encounter it in the wild, you're going to be horrified.
It's so gross and clinical.
There's a reason why guys get caught doing that in parks and shit, because it's a very aggressive, horrifying thing.
So if you want to get her to the finish line, bring on the nipples. Don't underestimate the power of some nipple play. Well, that's funny to say. A study found that 12% of women can orgasm from stimulation to their nipples. Nipples happen to be loaded with pleasure-giving nerve endings. Not only that, they found that nipple stimulation can activate the very same region of the brain that genital stimulation activates.
Wow, who knew? The butthole and the nipple.
Yep. I don't know why we have to pass over all the good stuff every single time. Find the G-spot.
Hey, fine, leave your hoodie on. What the fuck do I care?
Scientists have tried to locate the G-spot to no avail. While there's no actual map for finding it, the exact location can vary from person to person. You'll usually find the G-spot a few inches inside the front vaginal wall.
A few inches? Who's got that? Maybe it's an inch or two.
They say when a woman is turned on, it might swell up. And for some, stimulation of the G-spot can promote vaginal orgasm and even lead to squirting.
Whoa.
Using the come hither motion with your finger inside the vagina may help you locate and stimulate the G-spot.
All it's ever helped me do is find out I need to trim my nails.
Here's the worst one. Ways to get her across the finish line. Maybe we could just ask them what they want. That may sound obvious, but your partner asking your partner exactly what makes them hot is the best way to help them reach the finish line.
But when you ask, typically you get the back that no, it feels good. This feels good. This feels good.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
This what we're doing right now feels good.
Studies have shown.
Does it though?
People who are more comfortable talking about sex actually have
better sex.
That's right. They feel less anxious between the sheets. Discussing your partner's fantasies, preferences, turn-offs will make them more comfortable, and which in turn will lead to more satisfying sex for both of you. See all of that. That's very insightful. Oh, that's very helpful.
Could you imagine that? A woman telling you what she wants and what feels good?
No. Not at all. And that's for anything. I don't care if it's sex or it's dinner or what she wants me to wear for a night out.
Look, I want to take you to an impressive dinner that you're going to love. But if you don't tell me what you want to eat, I can only guess what I think you want to eat, and then I'm going to make you eat that.
Woman has poured her heart out on Reddit, telling the story of a confession that her husband made. He's been feeling guilty about it, so he decided, you know what? I might as well get it out there. And now it's fucked up everything. Here's the nitty-gritty. The couple had been married for a couple of years. On the night of his bachelor party, the groom got extremely drunk and said he didn't remember anything after a certain point.
Okay.
She does remember that he was acting weird the day of their wedding, but she passed it off, obviously, as the jitters, right? The real story ended up being he did remember coming home that night, and that's when he says his future mother-in-law, who was staying with him, came on to him. He says he went along with it to the point where he ended up having sex with her in her bed, where he ended up passing out.
He went along with it to the point. It's not like he went all the way to the end. Have you ever seen that? Of course you haven't seen the show, but there's a show on TLC called Smothered.
Okay.
And it's weird relationships between moms and daughters that are full grown. But there's one couple they talk to, and like the mother-in-law is like uncomfortably gross close with the son-in-law.
Right.
Like the three of them go to nude beaches and stuff. Hey, she feeds him like by hand. Like when they're in kitchen cooking.
Weird.
And like will grind on him and like, when, you know, hug him from behind when he's brushing his teeth.
They say that her bachelor party was the same night, so she didn't see him when she got home at 3 o'clock in the morning. She texted him, and sooner that he had crashed with a friend because things got too crazy. It turns out the crazy stuff was happening in the very next room with her mom. After the story, the woman calls her mom, saying that her husband told her everything.
Did you fuck my husband?
First, she denied everything and said he was making it up. Then she changed the story and claimed that he had come into her room, woke her up.
Oh, boy.
Now she feels like she's lost the two most important people in her life.
Well, I mean, they're still there. You're just grossed out by them.
Hey, Reddit wants to know, did he do the right thing by telling her? No. I don't think so. Some things you just got to carry with you quietly for the rest of your life. It's just one of those things, man.
Carrying that psychological burden forever, that guilt, is the entry fee for what you did.
Yeah, there's, you know, there's some things you got to take to the grave. I'm sorry, but that's got to be one of them.
Yep.
Idiot. Is honesty the best policy? No.
I mean,
it isn't. Not when you're destroying three lives. Honesty is not the best.
Yeah, but which is worse, though? Now when you're freshly married or like 6 years down the road when your mom has a few too many cocktails and lets it slip. Well, now things are, now we've got kids. Now things are really weird.
Nope. You take that one all the way down. You know what you are as a guy?
Yeah, you get home, you're like, hooray, what a bachelor party.
As a guy, suddenly you have to behave like a woman because nobody can keep a secret like a woman.
Yep.
So there you go. There's the podcast for this week. Again, as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it's easy to find all things JLNK. Just head over to jlnkshow.com. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Podcasts by Federated Media.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.